A reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 11. When she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary and told her privately, "The teacher is here and is calling for you." When she heard it, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet come to the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. The Jews who were with her in the house consoling her saw Mary get up quickly and go out. They followed her because they thought she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her and also were weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Then Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him?" This is the word of God for you, the people of God. It starts with that phone call, that message that informs us that everything is not all right. There's been a terrible accident, or perhaps it's she's had a heart attack and we're rushing her to the hospital now. We get that message and fear, sadness, and confusion, it all hits us at the very same time. A few verses before the passage that we just read, we see Jesus receive a message about his friend Lazarus. Who was Lazarus? Lazarus was Jesus' friend. Yes, Jesus had his disciples, but he also had other friends with him. And so we see this in the Gospels. In John's Gospel, he is close with Mary, who will wash Jesus' feet with perfume in her hair. He was close with Mary, her sister, with Martha, her sister, and their brother Lazarus. In just a short few verses, we know that they have an established relationship. Some commentators think that they have been friends for years, and that certainly Jesus had been over to their house for a meal. Jesus and Lazarus were actual friends. Yet Lazarus becomes sick, and Jesus gets that message that we all fear. He gets a message that says, "He who you love is ill." And Jesus and the disciples begin to discuss how they are going to go visit Lazarus. I bet many of you know what this feels like, to get a message that somebody who you love is ill. And you start making preparations on how you will travel to see them. You ask, "Do they have much time? What do I do with the kids? How will I get there?" And as you're thinking of all the logistics you must do, you're also a complete wreck. When I first started working in youth ministry, I began as an intern, and I loved it instantly. One of those youths was a sophomore in high school, Alex Bradley. He was a goofy kid that liked pop punk music and emo, just like I did. So naturally, we bonded. He and I got especially close his junior year of high school when he and his girlfriend broke up. I walked him through that breakup. We lost touch a little bit in his early college years, but then reconnected when he got back together with his girlfriend and then broke up again. Yet as the years went by, Alex was no longer the goofy youth group kid, but he became my friend. Alex and a few other guys that were close to my age formed a little group, and although Alex was younger than us, we loved having him around. He was the puppy dog of our group. He was loud and funny. He was ready to give a big bear hug anytime you saw him. One of the silly things he really liked to do was to buy his friends a piece of pie and then take a picture with them with a sad face on the pie. He called it hashtag sad with pie. It was the dumbest thing ever, but it was so funny. Alex was an absolute joy to be around. And once I came to the East Coast, I could count on a big bear hug from Alex whenever I made my way out west. Last summer, I got that phone call that nobody wants to get. I was doing my chaplaincy internship at a hospital in Pennsylvania, and I get a call from his younger sister, who was also in my youth group. Alex had passed away in a terrible car accident. I got permission to leave work early that day, and as I drove back, I just drove. I was driving, but I was frozen inside. And as I got back to my apartment, April, my fiance, was there waiting for me, and all I could do was cry and cry and cry. I was devastated. I had just lost one of my best friends. When Jesus saw Lazarus, he began to weep. He loved his friend, and the people around him knew this. So here we see Jesus, we see God the Son, weep for the death of his friend. I know what Jesus felt like when he saw his friend. Or better yet, Jesus knew how I felt when I lost my friend. It's comforting to know that Jesus, the Son of God, knows how I felt and grieves with me. There is an aspect of death that has some sting to it, and it hurts. And I need a Jesus that understands that sting. Jesus knows it well. And furthermore, Jesus will continue to understand what the sting of death will feel like. He'll feel it in his body on the cross. He will know betrayal and pain. Jesus feels. The Word became flesh. God became flesh and dwelled among us. And Jesus feels. So as I think about Alex, I know that Jesus understands my pain because he lived it. Jesus knows and understands the sorrow of people and communities who have lost loved ones. Jesus grieves with a parent who has lost a loved one to war. Jesus grieves with the people of Sacramento who lost Stephon Clark after being killed in his grandmother's backyard. Jesus grieves with the students at Stoneman Douglas who are leading this country but are still mourning the loss of their friends. Jesus grieves with the family who lost a loved one even though they saw it coming. Jesus grieves. Jesus saw his friend Lazarus, and Jesus wept.